And now, Warming Center Wednesdays with the Flathead Warming Center and KGEZ's John Hendricks, where we tackle hard conversations around the complex causes of homelessness and discuss how we as a community can collaborate to address them.
And today we're talking with Warming Center's Executive Director, Tanya Horn. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We love Wednesdays. Thanks for having us back.
You bet. So let's begin our discussion today about concerns in the community.
Absolutely.
So we use this word accountability. You hear it everywhere. I mean, I think every politician on the planet's using that word now. And I'm never quite sure exactly what that means.
Well, we're often asked, does the Warming Center hold individuals accountable in our community? The Warming Center is also concerned about holding people accountable. A misconception is that because we're low barrier, that must mean that it's a free-for-all at the Warming Center. And that is definitely a misconception. Low barrier does not mean low standards. We have different ways that we hold people accountable within our Warming Center structure. One way is through an occupancy agreement. That's the standards to be able to stay at the Warming Center. And our guests sign that occupancy agreement every single stay, every single night that they stay with us. They sign that. You know, as a way of them understanding and remembering, oh yes, there are expectations and I'm going to be held accountable for what is in this occupancy agreement that I'm signing. That provides accountability and that also provides safety within the Warming Center.
I want to stop you here just a second, Tanya. How did you come up with all this?
Oh, I did not create it myself. That is for sure. I lived in Bozeman for 2 years, and I managed the Warming Center in Bozeman.
Okay.
And I saw that there is a way to do low barrier shelter and hold people accountable.
So I mean, I'm just thinking of the way even the terms you use and everything are rather specific.
Well, and we tweak it. You know, we tweak it as we go. We're getting better and better every year.
All right. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I wanted everybody to understand how we came to this. This isn't just something we thunk up yesterday at 9 o'clock.
It isn't. It isn't. And it's several of the things that we do are best practice, and several of the things that we do have proved to be effective.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to that word accountability that everybody seems to understand what it means, but nobody's entirely sure what it means when you put it into practice.
Well, in holding people accountable, our guests of the Warming Center, there are times that we have to ask people to leave, and that's based upon their behavior. It is a person's behavior that determines their stay inside the Warming Center, and they're held to those standards of behavior. And those that are asked to leave, depending upon the infraction, in most cases, after a certain amount of time, they can come back. And I think that's very important in that accountability piece, because there is a lot of growth in that opportunity to come back. We'll do a behavior improvement plan with an individual. Something didn't work well that first time. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to revisit what those standards are that we have at the Warming Center, because the idea is it's very important to help that individual. And to help that individual, that requires shelter. It definitely requires shelter.
Give us some kind of an idea of what some of those infractions might be.
Well, sometimes it's attitude. We have to be safe, and everyone has to feel safe inside the Warming Center. So any kind of threatening behavior is not allowed inside the Warming Center. Any kind of substance is not allowed inside the Warming Center. And some of those infractions can go all the way from, you know, that degree of maybe threatening behavior, but all the way the smaller things can be, their belongings have to fit inside a locker. If it doesn't fit inside the locker, it can't come in, because we have to have structure to our organization. Other things is we are committed to being a good neighbor in our community. So that means individuals can't come early, they can't stay late, they can't hang out on the property. We're very firm on that. If you come early, you can forfeit your bed for the night. It is that important. So when we say we've got standards, we have big standards, and we have to maintain a safe environment for everyone.
Do you have any issues with theft?
Sometimes, but not as often as people may think. We've got cameras around the warming center, so everyone understands we're watching. And that's important for individuals to feel that sense of safety and security as well. But theft can happen, as theft can happen anywhere. But accountability is very important. And each of those infractions, there needs to be accountability. The other way that we provide accountability is through our roadmaps. And that's our individual time that we meet with each person as to what step they need to take first and next to get out of homelessness. That one-on-one relationship provides accountability as well.
When you get to the point where you don't have a place to live, you don't have food to eat, you barely have clothes on your back, you're pretty well at the bottom of the rung.
Absolutely, and we consider ourselves a last resort for folks. And we make sure that they understand that. And they need to have some skin in the game because this is the last resort for people.
And climbing out is going to be a lot tougher than getting in.
It is. It is a long road from homelessness to home. And there are still those that because we hold people accountable, that we can't serve inside the warming center. I think that's a misconception. I think people think that we're able to serve everyone. And so everyone that we said that has an issue out in the community must be served by the warming center. It's not true, because there are certain individuals, because of their behavior and because of their unwillingness to accept accountability, we can't serve them, and we don't.
One thing that somebody said to me the other day, I said, how could the warming center do what they do better? I said, well, if they had twice as many beds, if they had twice as much room.
Yes, but I don't want more beds just for more beds. I want more beds so we can help more people to get out of homelessness. So it's much more than just the bed.
It's more than just numbers.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about your system of accountability and how it works at the Warming Center right after this.
Are you looking for a job or new work opportunity? Then come to the Northwest Montana Job and Opportunity Fair on Thursday, April 11th from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Trade Center at the Flathead County Fairgrounds in Kalispell. Flathead Valley employers are offering positions with full-time, part-time, night, weekend, summer schedules, and more. All job seekers are encouraged to attend. It's free, and it's the biggest job fair of the year in all of Northwest Montana. Brought to you by Job Service Kalispell, Flathead Valley Community College, The Daily Inner Lake, Discover Kalispell Chamber, Workforce Flathead, and title sponsors Emmanuel Living, Logan Health, Nomad GCS, and Weyerhaeuser. For more information, go to workforceflathead.com. We'll see you at the Northwest Montana Job and Opportunity Fair on Thursday, April 11th from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Flathead County Fairgrounds.
96.5 is 600 KGEZ. John Lupton is with me from Snappy Sports Center, and I'm ready for some baseball.
Yeah, spring's here. That means baseball's coming right around the corner. It's time to start looking at what you may need for that season, and Snappy's is here to help. If you need a new bat, gloves, cleats, pants, belts, safety gear, we've got helmets, sliding shorts, you name it. We're ready to go. Help you get kicked off for baseball, softball.
And we've got soccer to talk about, too.
Soccer's coming as well. Same deal. We've got everything. Cleats, shin guards, balls. Come on in. Check out our great soccer selection as well.
How about some yard games?
Yeah, you know, if you're not doing the organized sports, we've got, those yard games. Camping games, everything you're going to need, from badminton to horseshoes to beanbag toss, whatever. We got a great selection for you.
There's no reason why you shouldn't have fun.
Absolutely not. Go outside, have fun. Got to enjoy what we got here.
Snappy Sports Center, where they've been for seven decades, at the corner of Montana 35 and Highway 2 in Evergreen.
And now, back to Warming Center Wednesdays with the Flathead Warming Center and KGEZ's John Hendricks.
The Warming Center's Executive Director, Tanya Horn, is with us. You use the term accountability. Let's dive even further into that.
Absolutely. I want to talk about accountability within our entire community. You know, let's talk about individuals who are in our community that leave trash thrown around and that are disrespectful, and disrespectful to the property of homeowners and businesses. I am not okay with that. I find that to be a very alarming subject, and maybe a hard conversation, but I think it's in a very important, hard conversation to have. You know, we're talking about uncivilized and sometimes scary and alarming behavior. And even in some situations, we're talking about criminal behavior. We need to talk about accountability with those behaviors. The truth of the matter is that there are individuals whose actions and issues have regrettably damaged our community. But please don't be mistaken. We've evaluated this throughout our community, and those causing issues are those that the Warming Center is not able to help because of their behaviors and because the Warming Center holds individuals accountable. But it's hard for us to hold individuals accountable throughout the whole community. And I think that is what we feel the pressure of, doing something that is impossible. It's impossible for us to hold people accountable for their behavior if they're not individuals that we're even able to serve because of their behavior. Let me give one example. Just recently, we were shown a picture of an encampment out at Woodland Park. It was a horrible disaster, absolutely disrespectful, a nasty mess. We learned who caused that problem and who caused that issue. We were hearing that there should be accountability on the Warming Center for this huge encampment. So we definitely wanted to know who is making this mess.
Yeah.
And what we learned is it was individuals that we have not been able to serve for months because we had to hold them accountable for their behavior. We need all behaviors across the community for everyone to be held accountable.
Well, accountability is one thing. Consequences for that accountability are something very different.
Consequences come with accountability. And sometimes we're not holding people accountable because those consequences aren't in place. What I see, unfortunately, is we're moving people along instead of that consequence. And I am completely unsupportive of consequencing people for uncivilized behaviors that are in our community.
Well, now you made reference to that encampment there at Woodland Park. What would be a consequence of that?
Well, there has got to be laws that are broken there. Mm-hmm. You know, just the trash, you know, the littering at a bare minimum, you know, the needles that are often found in encampments like this. There's got to be laws that are being broken, and we've got to have a reputation of holding people accountable.
Okay. One of the things that's been brought to our attention was the encampments out at the fairgrounds, which has forced them to put gates up and lock them up. And while that solves the problem, it also bars the rest of us from the enjoyment of the fairgrounds, the park.
It does. But my understanding is the behaviors will continue and continue and continue until people are held accountable for their behavior.
Are you suggesting incarceration?
If it's breaking a law, it's got to be some way that there's an accountability to the consequence.
All right. How do we put a ribbon on this now, and so that we really can leave with some kind of an understanding of what we mean by accountability?
Inside the Warming Center, we work with our guests to two things: learn how to be a good neighbor, and two, to feel a part of something, to feel a part of being a community. Because when a person feels like they're a part of something, they really don't want to lose that. And they really want to contribute to that. Mm-hmm. And so if we can do that within our community, I think that could be absolutely huge. If they feel like they're a part of the community, they're more likely to invest in the community.
Well, nobody likes to feel forgotten.
Oh, absolutely not. And you know, this is a very complex issue that we're talking about. And again, what I would like to see is these individuals held accountable in our community instead of pushed along to the next doorstep. And I advocate for having a homeless advisory council. We had talked about that before. I don't want that solution to be overlooked. That is when we would take the business owners and homeowners and coming together at the same table with homeless community members to talk about the problems and to come up with a solution that is right for our community. A lot of beautiful And important solutions could come from hard conversations like that. And I think that that would be, that could be very transformational in our community. You know, the problematic individuals will have a more difficult time leaving havoc in our community when the affected parties all have the same information and when the affected parties are all on the same page. Because what's happening now within our community is not okay for the business owner, and it's not okay for the homeowner, mm-hmm. and it's also not okay for the homeless population, because the majority of the homeless population don't need a few of them to ruin how they are really earnestly trying to get out of their situation.
And as we've pointed out before, that is a long road.
It's a long road from homelessness to home.
Yeah. Tanya, as always, thank you so much for all you, your staff, and your volunteers are doing for our homeless population.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us for another Warming Center Wednesday. Did you miss it, or would you like to share it with friends? Find today's and past shows via flatheadwarmingcenter.org. It's Warming Center Wednesdays on KGEZ 96.5 FM at 600 AM.